Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. During the month of October, school districts have to conduct a count of the number of students that are currently enrolled, and that is when a state aid payment will be expected to be received. The count of the number of students was done on October the 1st and shows that there was an increase in the number of elementary students for Lakers schools up to 430, which is up from last fall's count of 416. There was a slight decrease in Laker middle school enrollment. This year, there are 217 students under last year's 225. Enrollment of high school students was 321, down a little bit from last year's 324. However, enrollment is up at the district's Sale Academy with 38 students now over last year's 24. The number of full-time equivalency students also has to be considered during the count. So the blended fall and spring student count shows an increase of around 31 more students. Each student means a state aid payment of $10,050 per head. During the meeting, an addition to the district was recognized, and the Board of Education recognized Shannon Popham for her innovation, compassion, and commitment to the students. Popham successfully wrote grants to bring Scout, the district's new elementary service dog, into the picture. Scout has already made a positive impact by supporting students and creating a warm and welcoming environment to the district. And another local and regional news for today. The Mayville Community School District will ask voters to support a millage renewal during the Tuesday, November 4th election. Residents in the Mayville School District will be asked to approve the non-homestead tax of 20 mils for 5 years. If it is approved, the millage would generate about $1,010,181 the first year and allow the district to levy the full statutory rate of up to 18 mils on all property except a principal residence and other properties exempt by law. The 2 mils will restore the millage rate that was lost due to the Headley Amendment in the state's constitution. The millage is necessary for the district to receive the state's per pupil foundation allowance, which is the majority of funding for most schools. A complete text of the ballot proposal can be obtained at the administrative offices of the Mayville Community Schools at 6250 Fulton Street in Mayville and can also be viewed online at the county's website at tuscolacounty.org/elections. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Cats are masters at using up their 9 lives, like chasing laser pointers into walls or jumping onto high shelves. But the one thing cats never do? Text while driving. So be like a cat and protect your one and only life. Don't text and drive.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Russia has tested a new nuclear-capable cruise missile, moving closer to deploying it, according to President Vladimir Putin. The missile, which has been in development for years, reportedly covered 8,700 miles in a key test last Tuesday. Putin claims the missile has an unlimited range and can evade missile defenses. However, many experts are skeptical of that claim, citing potential reliability and environmental concerns. The missile reportedly suffered an explosion in 2019, causing fatalities and a brief spike in radioactivity. Putin has directed preparations for deploying these weapons to Russia's armed forces. And in other national and international news, Hamas says it is expanding its search for the remains of hostages still left in Gaza. Sunday's announcement came a day after Egypt sent a team with heavy equipment to assist in the work. Under the U.S. brokered ceasefire, Hamas is expected to return all Israeli hostage remains as soon as possible. Israel has agreed to return 15 bodies of Palestinians for each hostage returned. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Saturday that he was, quote, watching very closely to ensure Hamas returns more bodies within the next 48 hours. The fragile ceasefire officially took effect back on October the 10th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.